Hello, hello. This is Heatherway Alest, and this is hopefully first of the weekly rambles that I'm going to try and do here on my profile / subreddit. I have no idea if this is still going to be like in demand on Reddit, but on my Discord and on Patreon especially, people have always requested for me to do rambles of different topics, and I thought, you know what, let's try and see if it'll work here. It's been a while since I've actually done like regular rambles, and I know like I may have like a couple of new listeners who would like to get to know me, but not really jump into Discord or not really get into Patreon either, and that's fine, which is why I am going to try and do this. I'm actually super excited for this ramble because if you haven't heard yet, or if you haven't been hanging out on my Discord, I have come up, well, not come up, but I have built my very first PC ever. And building a PC has always been in my bucket list. I've always been a console player, but that's mostly because PCs are expensive. And to me, if I'm not going to go for, like, not really top of the line, but if I'm not going to go for a PC that's done well, like, that has good parts, I'm not going to invest in it. And thankfully, with the help of patrons, I was able to finally, after years of having my adorable potato laptop, have a fully functioning PC. And it was so incredible to actually build it myself. I had a lot of help from the guys over at my Discord, and of course from my fiancé, as to what parts I should be picking on for this build. And as well, on top of that, I had help from a couple of friends who were, you know, who make PC building as a very, not really important, but it's a huge hobby for them. Like, these guys are, I don't even know if I would consider them enthusiasts. And they were able to help me find the right stores. They were able to help me, you know, figure out what are the best parts, what could be good substitutes if a certain part was not available here in the Philippines. And yeah, I now have a 2-screen setup as well, and a lovely, lovely PC housed in a Corsair 245R, or was it 247R? I don't completely remember, but I don't think I've ever had a PC where its side was basically tempered glass. So I hope to God this survives the summer of the Philippines, but there it is. There we have it. If you're wondering what the specs are, I am, hang on, let me just pull the entire thing so that I'm going to be super specific and I don't miss a single thing. Shit, I actually missed where it was. But it was it's basically running on an AMD. Just don't remember peaks. Oh, my bad. An AMD Ryzen 5 2600. The motherboard, graphics card is a GDX 1660 Ti. Jesus Christ, why don't I have the full thing on my drive? My Google Drive. There we go. Got it. And the motherboard itself is an MSI B40M mortar. I am running on 16 gigabytes of RAM. And the funny story there is I actually forgot to buy one stick of RAM. I'll explain all of that later. But it was a ridiculous mistake because I was too excited. My hard drives, well, I have an SSD, the Samsung 860 Evo 500 gigs, Seagate Barracuda, sorry, not Seagate Barracuda because that wasn't available, but I have a FireCuda, which is a hybrid SHD drive that I have yet to install because I got too excited and, well, I don't need it yet, but I know I'm gonna need it like as soon as next week. And there it is. My housing, my case is a Corsair Carbide 275R white. And I have two screens that are BenQ, and that's about it for my specs. The funny thing about having all of this done is I got super excited. So, I was looking at three stores there. The closest one to me was an hour's drive, and I don't have my car yet. So I took a Grab, which is basically Uber, here in Southeast Asia. Uber basically tried to start something here, but did not last very long because of red tape, and Grab was just the more popular ride sharing app, even though I would always prefer Uber, but anyways. So it was I had to take a Grab, and the guy who had the store said that he didn't accept card. Well, he didn't accept a debit card. He only accepted credit card. So I had to withdraw the full amount of building this entire thing, and I was terrified of going to and from because having a lot of cold hard cash in your bag is scary to have, especially here in the Philippines. Especially in like areas that are not super safe. And I'm not saying that the place was not in a not safe zone, but there's a lot of people there. It's very populated and it's very crowded, and so you need to be smart about your things. So I asked the Grab, and this was not technically allowed by using Grab, but what I did was I contracted the driver and asked, "Hey, can you drive me to the bank and to this store and back to where you first picked me up?" So, because I don't want to travel and I don't want to stay out on the street trying to get another Grab for too long. Because it's one, it's not safe, and two, I am bringing a lot of heavy stuff. So off we went to the bank. I withdrew my cash and with little issues. Thank goodness it was not like full, because this bank is notorious for having like a lot of people at almost any given time of the day. I guess it was because it was raining, it wasn't really, occupied. And by the way, if you hear dogs, my headset, well, now with my new setup, my PC is attached to my headset is attached to my PC, and it's not supposed to pick up any other noise around me. So hopefully you don't hear whatever that dog just barking for like the past couple minutes. In fact, this is like the second attempt at recording because I just kept being distracted by that dog. Anyways, we drove to the bank. Everything was good. Everything was clear. I went to the shop, and the guy was already like putting things together, like all putting my orders in one place. And during my drive, or during our drive to the shop, my fiance reminded me when he saw the list that I sent him, "Okay, this is the final list of things I'm picking up." He said, "Don't forget to pick up a second stick for your RAM because that's only 8 gigabytes." And I forgot. fully forgot I was. We drove back the entire time. I didn't think of anything. I didn't think I missed anything. And I was even thinking to myself, the reason why I was able to get like a two PC setup was because I didn't realize I was missing a RAM stick. When the final calculations were made, it was well within my budget. And I thought, oh my god, I can actually get a two screen setup. And I bought the second screen and I forgot the RAM. Fucking brilliant of me to forget that. And we drove back, and my fiance was up. We were putting things together. He was on Skype at first for like an hour because he had to go to work afterwards, but he was helping me with the initial, you know, okay, putting the CPU onto the motherboard, putting the motherboard into the case, etc., all of that. And yeah, I forgot the RAM. Like, as I was piecing things together, I was like, holy fuck, I forgot the RAM. Oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god. And it was funny because another member on my Discord was like, I told you to not forget the RAM this morning! And I got yelled at because I forgot it. I was so, like, to be fair, I was fully distracted because when I got to the shop, I forgot about the RAM because his place was basically a mecca of PC parts. I was like, wow, this is amazing. Of course I'd be distracted. I was looking at all the prices. I was looking at all the things. I was talking to him the entire time. We were discussing, like, you know, he was giving tips on building. He was giving, you know, a lot of helpful advice on PC build. And so I was, like, fully distracted. But it was fixed. The next day, I ordered a RAM, and we quickly arranged that it would just be delivered to me using a delivery app. And I didn't want to use, like, a delivery app in my initial purchase because that's a PC, and I don't want anyone to mess it up for me. I want as little risk as possible, so that's what I did. But for this one, I mean, it's a small part, and it could easily be delivered and picked up, and that was that. There were a lot of mishaps. Not really mishaps, more of things that I sort of... Well, it wasn't the smoothest PC build, that's for sure. For one thing, the screws were missing. Well, not really missing, but we were trying to look for the screws for the past 20 minutes, and within the MSI box was only two screws, and I told my fiance about it. I was like, dude, there's only two screws here. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Like, how many screws do you expect in this box? And he's like, there's supposed to be, you know, there's supposed to be a shit ton of screws for you to fix the motherboard properly into the PC, into the case. I was like, oh, okay, well, I don't see anything. And then I messaged the guy, and I was like, hey, dude, I don't know, I can't seem to find the screws. And then he said, it's hidden in the HD compartment of the case. And it was there, and 20 minutes of my fiance and everyone on the Discord chat just giving advice, and like, did you check the box? Did you check underneath the box? Did you check the other boxes? I was like, it's not there, it's not there, it's not there. Like, it's literally completely panicking. One of the guys was like, you know, we can use duct tape. I've done it before, but I hope it doesn't boil down to that. But thankfully we found that. Another struggle that we had was the PSU. So we did the not so smart thing of installing the PSU in its place first, right before I put in the corresponding cords into the ports. And the PSU, the way it was supposed to be installed, was upside down. So the text was upside down, and it was a little difficult to really navigate it. And the main man, Death Juan, who was, who was like, sort of, took the lead in helping me figure things out, was, had to like post the photo of the PSU multiple times just so I could figure out where it was. But the problem is I knew where it was supposed to be, but it was just hard to push, like, squeeze your hand in between the PSU and like the little the wall of the case and plug in the cords that were deep into the box. And I struggled for around 15 minutes to half an hour on doing that, but we eventually did it, and I am proud to say that everything worked on the first go. So I have that as achievement unlocked. I'm just super happy. The next day, I had the RAM installed, I also, I was also able to boot it up easily. I think the only issue that I had was installing the webcam, because for some reason, Windows figured that it would use the recording device in the webcam. So when I had my SteelSeries headset into the PC and the webcam, there would just be this weird moment of thinking that you're using the headset's mic when you're actually using the webcam's mic. So there's that. I'm super, super happy. And that also allows me to stream more games. I've been test streaming a bit. I've been playing with the guys on Discord. We've been having fun so far with Left 4 Dead 2. First going with a squad of four, then going with Versus. It's perfect timing too that it's Steam's summer sale. So if you've got any game recommendations, please, why don't you put that in the comments right now? Let me just pull up my Steam account. But I picked up a couple of things. I have Borderlands 2. Borderlands, the pre-sequel, so the Handsome Collection, basically. I have Brawlhalla, because, like, a couple of my friends on Discord play Brawlhalla, and one day I might jump in and play with them. Dark Souls 3. Dead by Daylight, Left 4 Dead 2, Portal 2, Rise of the Tomb Raider, which I am going to probably have a hysterical stream July 7th, and I say probably because I am thinking of changing the game into something more exciting. The Ship, which was gifted to me, Terraria, Warframe, and there's that. I also have a wish list up, and by wish list, these are actually things that I'm planning to buy in the future when I get more money. So, on my wish list is the following: I have Wolfenstein: The New Order, Sid Meier's Civilization 6, Enter the Gungeon, Doom, Vampyre, Wolfenstein 2: The New Colossus, A Plague Tale: Innocence, and Wolfenstein: Youngblood. Let me know if you guys have any other recommendations. I would be super happy to, check it out. Look at the trailers, etc. Please. I'd love that. Right. And one more thing that I want to share, because we were talking about this on Discord, and last Saturday my mom invited a home service manicure, pedicure, I don't know what they're called, but someone to do mani-pedi, and she's an old lady. She's been doing this for years. She's been doing this for us for years, but I'm just basically not a regular customer. My mom is, though. So, she decided, since I've been sort of busy in my room, just doing things, and by doing things, I mean making audios, writing stuff for Patreon in here, she thought to, it's starting to rain. She thought I should, have this. I should sort of, set up a regular schedule with her every 2 weeks. And I was talking about that on Discord, and I said, you know what would be nice though? A spa every 2 weeks. That would be nice. If I was bougie enough, if I was fancy enough, I would have that. It came up again that they said, why don't you have a home service massage therapist? And I said, I did have a home service massage therapist. Unfortunately, she was a drug addict. I already told them about this like months ago, but some of them forgot, so I'm gonna add this into the recording. Basically, what happened was our on-call house help was neighbors with this massage therapist who was, also providing home service. And so we employed her services, and she was amazing. She was a lesbian, which made my mom a little nervous because, massage therapist and lesbian. And then in my mind, I was like, it would be way better than that, like having a guy in my room and I'm like fully naked and, massaging me and all that. I had to remind her of that. But she was super professional. She wasn't creepy at all. She never made any like weird, creepy comments, and everything was always okay. One day I asked my mom if I could schedule her again, because it was usually my mom who would book the appointments, because she just preferred that she knew the people and she would be the person to call service people into our house. And by the way, before you think that this is a very bougie thing, please note that these guys aren't really paid that high. Well, I think we should pay them higher. I always try to tip them more. But home service massage therapists are basically accessible even to the lower middle class up because they don't really cost that much here. It's like having those 50, no, not $50, but $2 massages in Vietnam. I know that's a thing. I saw that on YouTube once, that apparently in Vietnam, or was it in Thailand? Was it in Thailand that there were $2 street massage therapists? So think of it as that, except instead of having them on the streets, we're having them at home. And then one day, I asked my mom, "Hey, can we?" Her name was Genevieve, and I asked, "Hey, mom, can we have Genevieve back?" Because I just came off from a very long trip out of town, and my back was really hurting, and I wasn't able to, have those airport lounge. That was a tiny bit more bougie, but always worth it if you have to go through like long crazy stints of meetings in like 3 days. So I would have that. I asked her that. I was like, can we have it tomorrow? Because my back, my shoulders just hurt so much. They're really tense. It would be nice if I could just, have that as a reward when I get back home. And she said, "Oh, I don't think it's smart to call them back in now." And I was like, "Why?" Because our house help, her name's Anna. Our house help Anna told me that Genevieve went back into doing drugs. And I was like, "Wait, what?" And to me, it was like no big deal if she's doing drugs, so long as she doesn't have does do it in the house, and so long as she doesn't sell or try to sell or try to give me anything, I have no problem with that. But she said, "Yeah, I know, but I don't think we should, give money to someone who's a drug addict because, she might spend it on doing drugs, and on top of that, what if the police start looking for her and just so happens that she's in our house? You know, we could be collateral damage, and what's going on in the streets right now." And by that I mean, if you haven't heard it yet, if you're not in the Philippines or you're not very familiar with local news, the police here have a tendency of, no questions asked, shooting people who are known drug addicts or who may not even be drug addicts. So I understand the dangerous situation, that the situation could be a little more dangerous, and so I had to accept that she was gone. But always, I would always say this, not a single massage parlor that I've been to matches Genevieve's skill. Like, Genevieve was just so kind, so nice. She would give me advice, give me tips on how to make sure that my back isn't always painful. She would teach me about my posture. She would, you know, teach me some stretches to help me relax. She was very, not really gentle, because I doubt that some massages should not be gentle at all. But she was always, like, such a good listener of my body. And maybe that sounds very sexual, but it's just amazing how she could tell exactly what to do with my body. Unlike going to massage parlors that are already established, maybe because their people do this all the time and it's not much of a hobby for them, it's not much of a passion for them, but Genevieve was very passionate about what she does. And it was always so good to have her. I won't miss her. The last thing I've heard from her is that she actually left the neighborhood because things were getting too heated and she had to run away. And yeah. That's about it for my ramble, I think. One thing that I will, leave you with, however, is... please don't forget to check out Sunday, like maybe Sunday afternoon for you, Sunday evening, or maybe Monday morning if you're in Southeast Asia. My next audio is going to be very interesting. I always do submissive audios, and I think the easiest to me are the very, very, very submissive audios, because that's just really my personality when it comes to bed. That's just really my thing. I'm super submissive. I'm not a huge masochist. I'm not a fan of pain, but I'm very submissive. I'm very eager to please, eager to help, eager to pleasure. And sometimes it goes to, when I'm in a very, 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 very submissive mood, it could get a tiny bit dark. This idea came from a tweet that I found super offensive, though, but you know what, this could be an audio, and I would love to write an audio like this. And if you're wondering what level of submission we're talking about, think Ravish a Girl scripts. Sort of like that, sort of that type of submissiveness. And it's going to be titled The Breeding Wife, and I hope you guys will enjoy that. So I hope I see I hope you guys listen to me tomorrow, or basically Sunday, basically on Sunday when it comes up. And let me know if you guys enjoyed that, and of course let me know if you guys enjoyed this ramble, and I will see you guys next week with a new ramble. And yeah, that's about it, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Much love. Blessed. Mwah.